This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago is still a Democratic stronghold, but former President Donald Trump had the strongest showing for a Republican presidential candidate here in more than two decades. Former President Donald Trump won 22% of the vote on election night. That's nearly double the percentage in his first presidential bid in 2016. It's also the most any Republican candidate has won in Chicago since George H.W. Bush won nearly 30% of the vote in 1988. Trump's footprint in Chicago largely expanded in precincts on the city's far northwest and southwest sides. But he also made inroads in new neighborhoods. For the first time since 2016, Trump won multiple precincts in Armour Square, Bridgeport, and New City. Police say the 23-year-old man who killed a police officer on Monday used what is called a switch to make his handgun more deadly. Using this switch essentially turns the weapon into a machine gun. Police say the result was multiple rounds of bullets shot in the direction of Chicago police officer Enrique Martinez, killing him and another man late Monday night on the south side. Darian McMillian is charged with the 26-year-old officer's death and several other felonies. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the passing of another officer is tough on the department and the city.
We really have had enough of these acts of violence, particularly committed with guns. So we're going to continue to do everything in our power to end violence.
McMillian is scheduled to appear in court this morning. Some Chicago council members are warning Mayor Brandon Johnson that his $17.3 billion budget plan won't pass unless he makes some big changes. Southside Alderman Matt O'Shea says Johnson's proposal that includes a $300 million property tax increase is a no-go.
We need to start having conversations about what cuts, what efficiencies we're going to look at.
Council members have to legally pass a budget by the end of the year, and Johnson wants to see a vote in early December. But O'Shea had this prediction.
Be no mistake about it, there will be no vote on a budget until after Christmas, folks. It'll happen before the 31st because no one's going to get paid. But there won't be a budget vote until after Christmas.
Johnson's budget proposal does include some cuts, like nixing more than 700 vacant positions. More than a dozen secret FBI recordings played yesterday showed how former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan allegedly put his allies in no-work jobs. Prosecutors in Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain's corruption trial alleged the pair rewarded the ex-speaker's best political workers with do-nothing ComEd subcontracts. In exchange, Madigan allegedly helped the company pass legislation. Here, convicted former ComEd lobbyist Jay Doherty talks with a government mole about how the ex-speaker quietly carried out the scheme with McClain's help.
I never, ever once had a conversation with Mike about these people.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I have every reason to believe that McClain has.
That informant, Fidel Marquez, returns to the stand today. Some more things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is emphasizing the state's role as an ally to women, people of color, the LGBTQ population, and others in the wake of Donald Trump's election victory. In a statement, the Democratic governor says he ran for office, in part, because of the threat he says Trump posed to Illinois. Pritzker says there are a number of protections that have been enacted in that time, and he says that work remains his, quote, North Star. Pritzker says he will work with the Trump administration when needed, but also says his record is clear when it comes to standing up to Trump. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is encouraging the peaceful transfer of power after Republican nominee Donald Trump won the presidency. But Johnson is vowing to expand local protections to push back against attacks from Trump. Johnson, who campaigned for Kamala Harris, said in a statement, quote, "When it comes to fighting back against any hate, we will not flinch." Today's weather will be partly cloudy with the high reaching the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies and for temperatures to hit 60 degrees. That's it for The Rundown. If you like us, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.